This tunnel only runs one way.
Tardei slapped that moron upside the head, then thumped that fool sitting in the mouth of the tunnel gawking.
Let's go, people! There's a war going on in here. We don't have time for lollygagging.
I was turning into a real top kick. Now, if I could get the vocabulary working. Lollygagging doesn't exist in Taglian. The word got me a lot of dazed looks. The pithier nouns, verbs, and adjectives do exist, mostly with much of the usual impact. Religious insults work real good, too.
You, I said to a head being birthed by the tunnel, pass the word back that we're engaged. We need people in here as fast as we can get them.
Sindawi reappeared. He was the commanding officer for this death dance. He was amused by my barking, but he was politic. He was a big general, only where the Taglian troops were concerned. The day might come when I was his boss inside the company. He told me,
there's still the attack on Long Shadow to launch. You could spearhead that one.
I recalled the black spear, one I made specially for sticking Shadow Masters. Be a handy tool if I was to do something dumb like go after Long Shadow. I'll let somebody else have that honor. I don't want to hog everything.
Tell the truth, the place had me spooked. The smell of damp stone, vermin, and old fear, combined with the cold and bad light, recalled too strongly all my nightmares about old men trapped forever in caverns where never-seen spiders spun webs and cocoons of ice.
Coming inside Overlook had been a dumb idea. I suspected that when I made the decision to visit, but I didn't listen to the little voice of fear because all those guys like Blade and Swan were hanging around grumbling about how the boys from headquarters never risk their cute and precious butts when the blood and shit start flying. It was the usual stuff. I started the same sort of crying about an hour after I took the oath. I just didn't want to be the guy the troops thought had spent his last 30 years with his head up his butt. My message reached the other end of the tunnel. People started arriving at double speed. I had no idea if Long Shadow and Howler realized we had a way into Overlook. They didn't act like they were desperate to plug an unexpected breach in the wall. Their response was angry and vigorous, but only with the power you would expect if they thought the bunch already inside were getting frisky. Our people didn't reach Long Shadow, which was no surprise. The surprise of the century would have been if the crazy son of a bitch had come floating belly up. Likewise, Soul Catcher's little screaming buddy the Howler. Except that Isi, who was running that try, was clever enough to know he just might not be 100% successful at squashing the little shit. So while he kept Howler dancing, saving his ass from 50 guys with bamboo poles, 5 other guys burned his flying carpets. All but the little one that he kept right beside him. And EC would have gotten that one too, if Howler had had the balls to chase EC's men the way EC wanted. What EC failed to appreciate was that very few men were hung as heavy as him. However she managed it, Lady had a good grasp of events inside the fortress. She recognized the failures where Long Shadow and her former employee were concerned. She also knew, somehow, that Narayan Singh and the Daughter of Night, by coincidence or the grace of their deity, happened to be away from their quarters when our gang turned up to collect them. Their servants weren't so lucky. Most of those who'd chosen to come into Overlook, either to serve the Shadow Master, or just to be safe from pestilence, hunger,